Tomorrow, San Francisco supervisors will consider legislation to close the city's parks overnight. If passed, no one will be allowed in parks run by the city's recreation department between midnight and 5 a.m. There are a few exceptions, including Golden Gate Park, where people will be allowed to drive or walk on paved roads and sidewalks. But they're only allowed to cross through. They have to keep on moving. People who violate the proposed law could face fines of up to $1,000 and/or 6 months in county jail. Advocates say the law will help stop vandalism and illegal dumping, but critics are concerned about its effects on homeless people. KALW's Mary Willis reports on the controversial proposal.
It's 5 p.m. on a weekday. Cold weather has set in, and joggers, cyclists, and dog walkers are bundled up, making their way around Golden Gate Park. I see a sign that says the park is closed between midnight and 5 a.m., except for through traffic. But now, a new law could make it easier to enforce when people can and cannot be here.
My name's John Miller. I actually live in the Panhandle. And I think generally it's a great idea. In my opinion, I think the majority of the people that are out at that time are the people that are not doing your typical activities.
My name is Michael Dolan. I live on Broderick Street, right near the Panhandle here, and I'd be in favor of the closure.
And why would that be?
To prevent overnight camping, I think, would be a good idea.
He's talking about people like Tripp, a man who lives in the park near Haight Street. Tripp says he won't move out.
Yeah, I'll stay on tape. I don't give a f***.
What's your name?
My name is Tripp. How y'all doing?
And Tripp, what do you think about this idea?
The idea don't matter because I sleep in the park. I live where the cops don't come after dark. I love sleeping in the park. I'm going to be sleeping here till it rains and I'm leaving.
A few blocks away at Buena Vista Park, I don't see any signs about when it's open or closed. But under the proposed law, that would change. A group of people I meet there is concerned. They sleep in this park and they're worried that they'll get pushed out and onto the concrete sidewalks.
My name's Andrew. Everybody calls me Nacho out here.
And what will you do if the parks are closed down between midnight and 5?
Have to deal with the streets and the doorways, and then we get tickets every day and get arrests and all that kind of shit. Here, we aren't bugging nobody.
This legislation is not about homeless people sleeping in parks. It is already illegal in San Francisco to sleep or camp in a park.
Scott Weiner is the supervisor who proposed this legislation. He says what the law would do is allow the city to be tougher on vandalism, something he says is hard to do right now. San Francisco is the only major city in the US that doesn't have citywide closing hours for all its parks. And Weiner says when vandalism happens in the middle of the night, unless vandals are caught red-handed, there's nothing that can really be done about it.
So having a preventative measure by being able to say to people, the park is closed, you know, you need to step outside of the park, is going to be one more tool for the police and for the park patrol to use to prevent vandalism before it happens.
How is this going to be policed? And is there enough funding to be able to, and resources to be able to make that happen?
We are understaffed in our police department, although we're changing that. We finally started having police academy classes again, so within 3 or 4 years we'll be at full staffing. So we need more police officers, we need more park patrol. That shortage is not an argument against passing a law.
But Jennifer Friedenbach, executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness, has a different argument against passing the law.
It just gives them an excuse. It gives them the political will. It gives them the cover to say, all right, time to crack down. Let's get all these homeless people out of the parks.
Friedenbach doesn't think the legislation will make a difference to vandalism, and she fears that the police will have new orders to sweep out the approximately 300 people who currently sleep in city parks.
These kinds of initiatives have been tried over and over again, and they failed because there's simply nowhere for people to go.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors are scheduled to consider the new legislation tomorrow. For Cross Currents, I'm Mary Willis.